control of the airwaves, you may at 800-259-9231. Just dial that toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. We'll get you on the air, and you can talk about virtually anything. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, and big news in the world of talk radio. Little talk and shop here for a moment, and then we'll get to some of the awful police stories that we have for you. Been sort of saving them up. Bill O'Reilly's throwing in the towel.
Yep. Yeah, he's out of there.
Yep. So
there's been rumblings about this for a while.
This is good news for Free Talk Live because Bill O'Reilly had the hundreds of affiliates. I mean, the credit to the guy. And
he was on at a different time.
However, a number of the O'Reilly affiliates were not taking him live. For instance, if they were like Rush Limbaugh affiliates, they're taking Rush live and O'Reilly was in the same time slot. So they'll delay broadcast Bill O'Reilly to the evenings, for instance. So there are a number of stations out there that are running Bill O'Reilly in the evenings, weeknights, and if you happen to have one nearby you that you know about, give them a call. Talk to them. Say, hey, if you've talked to them before, we've asked you to go to localfact.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com to learn how to contact your local talk stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. So if you've done it before, this is a great time for a follow-up. If it's been a little while since you've talked to the program director at your local talk station, and if you know that they've got Bill O'Reilly on the station at nights, let them know that you'd appreciate hearing some live content instead of the, you know, stale old Bill O'Reilly shows, because his show's gone. First quarter of 2009, he's done for, throwing in the towel like most of the television personalities, these prima donnas from the world of television that just can't hack it in the radio world. You know, they always have their excuses as to why they don't want to keep doing radio. I've got another comedy tour coming up, or I'm going to go back on my television show or focus on my TV career.
It's generally TV. I mean, you know, they get doing the both of them, and then they say to themselves, "Well, TV's more important, more influential, more prestigious." I think that's really it. It's more prestigious. You know, whatever. If you consider it more prestigious, radio has far, far bigger reach.
Absolutely. So, so it's good news for us because he's going away. That means new opportunities for Free Talk Live. So, if you've got Bill O'Reilly on your local talk station, call him up. Tell him you want to hear Free Talk Live when old Bill O finally bloviates his last hour. 800-259-9231. That's the number for us. Mark, tell me what this cop did to serve and protect a pregnant woman. Where is this happening?
This is from CNN.com, and it's Massachusetts.
Serving and protecting. Yep. That's what they do.
A pregnant woman and her husband are rushing to the hospital in the breakdown lane of a Massachusetts highway. Breakdown lane. Important part of the story.
Okay. Yeah, they don't like that too much.
Yeah. The story comes from the Boston Globe. Yes, the couple was going fast. Yes, they're in the breakdown lane.
Yes, she's pregnant.
But the woman was in labor. There's a big traffic jam, and they're in a considerable hurry for fairly obvious reasons. So they pull up behind a state trooper to ask for his help in getting to the hospital. Do they get his help? They do not. They get a ticket instead for $100 and have to wait while the cop finishes the ticket, and he is already writing for someone else. And after this woman in labor and her husband have been made to cool their heels and have been slapped with a $100 ticket, after all that, the trooper tops it off by asking Jennifer Davis, the woman in question, to prove that she's pregnant. According to Jennifer Davis, the trooper said, "What's under your jacket?" She said, "My belly." To which the trooper responded, "Okay, let's see it."
Wow.
She was wearing a jacket, it seems, and so perhaps this intrepid law enforcement officer thought she and her husband were stealing a very large beach ball or something. Anyway,
yeah, you get to wear jackets when it's cold in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Jennifer did make it to the hospital with time to spare. And our purpose here is not to heap scorn on the particular trooper who ticketed and
Why
slowed
not?
Down the humiliated woman. I would.
Yeah.
While her contractions were 3 minutes apart.
Everybody gets
3 minutes apart. My wife gave birth when her contractions were 4 minutes apart.
Everybody wants to give the cops a break. I don't understand this. They need to be held to a higher standard, in my opinion.
Just consider this a memo to the Massachusetts State Police. You ought to check your troopers' hats. One of them is wearing one that's a little too small.
You remember that video we watched, Mark, with the it was like from the 1950s. I don't even remember who it was that turned us on to it, but It was some sort of training video for police officers.
I think it was in California on how to give birth.
On how to actually assist with giving birth. So clearly this guy wasn't interested in serving or protecting. He wanted to, not serving and protecting the citizens.
He's a jerk.
He's there to serve and protect the state with more revenue. He's a revenue collector, a revenue enforcer. That's it and that's all. Yeah, he might do something occasionally to help somebody who's broken down on the side of the road, but... Their job is to primarily collect money for the state.
I wonder what happened to, obviously some people get into the law enforcement realm to help people, and this guy must have been telling himself that. I mean, right? That's what he said to himself when he got in.
Maybe.
What happened to that? Why isn't he trying to help this woman who's pregnant?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there are cops that get in to help people and they sort of devolve into these authoritarian status, how does that actually happen? I don't know, Mark. Not all of them get in to help people. Some of them getting because they want to cause trouble and get away with it.
Here's one speculation I have on this is that
crack some heads.
They were in they were driving down the breakdown lane.
Yeah,
they come across a copper who's writing out a ticket. They must have been in the breakdown lane too. So
the cop
probably said to himself, "Ha, caught one just by being here."
Yeah,
and so he made a snap judgment ahead of time and then didn't look at the evidence to say, "Well, it's a pregnant lady." I don't know. Looks like a real fool and a real jerk to me.
No breaks for pregnant ladies here in Massachusetts. Pay up, suckers. Yeah, in case you weren't having enough trouble affording all of the things you need to afford when it comes to having a baby, like the hospital bills and the various different things you must buy, now you've got another $100 you got to pay to the state. And I wonder the judge, if they actually challenged this and they took it in front of the judge, do you think the judge would actually give them a break?
He ought to if he's got any brain in his head.
I wonder if they will. I wonder if they'll challenge it or if they'll just pay it to make it go away like most people do. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We go to your phone calls, unscreened call on the amp line. Who's this?
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Obama birth certificate.
Okay, everybody apparently wants to talk about this. Go ahead.
I don't, like you, I don't think it really matters too much whether he was actually a citizen or not. I personally think he probably is not, and that's why he's hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never bothered to look at that Constitution document for such a long time now that it really doesn't much matter. I thought the only thing George Bush ever said that I agreed with him was he talked about the Constitution and said it's nothing more than a GD piece of paper. And on that one, I have to agree with him because that's all it is. It's a piece of paper. It's a fiction. It's an idea,
mm-hmm.
and it was a great one at one time, but nobody pays any attention to it, so it has no more effect. And so I think that if the people at the top really knew that Obama did not have the credentials when they ran him as the horse in this race, then I think that, and if it's true that the Supreme Court's going to step in and change the result of the election, I think that the only reason that that's going to happen is because they want to cause race riots. I mean, that's the only thing I can see.
I think you're giving them far too many too much credit. The people at top, whoever those might be, I don't think that there are people at the top in that sense. I mean, Obama decided to run. Was it a good idea? I don't know, but I don't think that there's anybody pulling Obama's strings on this.
Well, I think there are. I mean, I think there's somebody pulling everybody's strings.
So you think that the proposal is to start race riots?
Well, that's the only thing I could think of. If this comes to pass that the election gets overturned by the Supreme Court, which I think is kind of a stretch in itself, if those events occur, then I think that they occurred for a reason. I don't think it's just going to be an accident that the election could be overturned by an order of the Supreme Court, because I think too many people would have had knowledge that he doesn't have the credentials to run, and yet they still ran him anyway, which means that they had some other kind of an agenda. They would have known that this would have come out eventually. So the only agenda that I could see is that he's a black man, or one-quarter black. He's not even really a black man. But he's got the support of the black people, and the only end result would be race riots. So that's what will be the end result if they do overturn
I hope you're wrong about that part, but it's interesting speculation. Gene, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. OJ's on the line in Nebraska. We'll talk to him and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you to bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience free at freetalklive.com.
You know, we talk a lot about freedom here on Free Talk Live, and my first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $10, shipping included. Check out the child-friendly superheroes adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, Manbot, and El Diablo, and the rest of the Freedom Force at comics.thundergodexpress.com, or look for Liberty Lad at the Free Talk on the Free Talk Live homepage. It's comics.thundergodexpress.com. I've got a set of these. I think they're great, and I've got them. I've got a set, another set signed, sitting away for Jack later.
Very cool. 800-259-9231. We talked to OJ in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, OJ.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I've been listening to the show on podcast for about a year.
Excellent.
And arbitration keeps coming up.
Yes.
And there is one thing that has occurred to me. If you have a criminal, someone who has deliberately, intentionally harmed another person,
mm-hmm.
does this on a routine basis, what is their incentive to go to arbitration?
It's a fine question. You know, you're talking about a situation wherein the criminal would be consenting to the arbitration, wherein both parties would be consenting to the arbitration?
Yes.
You know, they probably wouldn't really want to go to arbitration, in which case, then essentially they become a social pariah, at that point, because they are not wanting to, they're not wanting to defend themselves. They're not wanting to make a case to essentially show people that they are not guilty, as people are accusing them of being. And of course, if they're a violent criminal, then they're not going to be wanting to be seen by many people, because they'll be probably shot on sight, considering they're known as a violent criminal. One could also make the argument that if they are indeed violent, then they could be brought in against their will, and essentially there could be a system that doesn't necessarily involve consent on both parties' case if what you're talking about is somebody who's being accused of violence. I'm not sure how it would all end up playing out. I think that there's a bunch of possibilities for how the marketplace would handle that. But I think that if you're dealing with a situation where they could be brought in against their will, then it wouldn't be a problem at all to have Bounty Hunter go out, find that person, bring them in, and subject them to some sort of arbitration, wherein if the people who are accusing that alleged criminal of the crime can prove that it's him, then it'll be quite obvious that it's him. He won't have much defense, even if he doesn't want to make a defense. He'll end up losing and possibly being locked up. So it's such a tough question to answer as far as how you can get people to consent to something like that. It would require a significant level of people paying attention in the community and essentially ostracizing not letting this guy get away with it, basically. I don't know if that even answered your question.
Well, it sort of did. I did have one idea. Probably be a bit controversial. I would think that someone who did not consent to arbitration in those cases where it was a forcible act, or didn't go along with what was decided by the arbiter, could be essentially declared to be an outlaw.
Yeah, yeah.
And the effect of that would be that since they refuse to abide by the law, and by the law, I'm talking about pretty much common law.
Yes.
You know, with there being some harm. Since they won't abide by the law, they enjoy no protection from the law.
I agree with you. And that would kind of, that's a much better way of explaining what I was trying to explain in the beginning, the idea that they would essentially become a social pariah, and it'd be fair game to take the guy out. I mean, if he's been...
There'd probably be a bounty.
There could be a bounty. It could just simply be that people know this guy's dangerous, and certainly a bounty would really incentivize people to take care of the problem.
If a person enjoys no protection from the law, that means you can put a bounty on their head, you know?
And have them executed, and nothing's going to be done about it because he won't go to defend himself. I mean, if you've got an alibi and you can go and defend yourself, then why wouldn't you want to? I mean, the only reason you wouldn't want to go to arbitration to defend your good name is if you've got something to hide.
Otherwise, you hear that, Barack Obama?
There you go. Exactly. Any other thoughts for us, OJ?
Oh, just This is the first time I've called. I have been on the BBS before.
Ooh, sorry about that.
I didn't exactly get a warm welcome there. I'm one of those evil jackbooted thugs.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard the radio going on in the background. I figured that's what was happening. So you are a law enforcement officer.
I still like to think of myself as a peace officer.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, since you've now revealed this information about yourself, I must ask, why are you not yet a member of law enforcement against prohibition?
I am.
Are you one of the anonymous secret members?
Yes, I am.
And what's it going to take to get you to come out of the closet?
Oh, I don't know. I think as laws change, as our culture changes, that'll most likely happen. Right now, it would be a tough environment for any police officer that wants to do that.
You feel like your department would retaliate against you in some way?
Not so much retaliate actively as passively.
As in, they won't give you a promotion ever, that kind of thing?
That sort of thing, yes.
Gotcha.
And probably just take a closer look at
everything.
Know, performance in general. Yes.
It's so sad that you guys have to be scared of things like that. And, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. It's the number one reason why cops do not want to join law enforcement against prohibition. They're scared of the potential consequences.
Well, I'm glad he joined, even if he joined anonymously.
Right. I mean publicly, yes.
Yeah, that's another thing that I've noticed. You continually refer to there only being one or two police officers that are active police officers that are members of LEAP.
It's actually only one.
Only be one or two public active duty members.
Good point.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty that are anonymous.
I bet you're probably right about that, but as far as I'm concerned, if I can't see who they are, then they don't really count to me. You count because you've told us who you are, and to some extent, you've admitted it, so that's good. But there, as I understand it, there's only one man in the entire 48 in the entire country that is an active member, and that is Bradley Jardis here in New Hampshire, and indeed he has experienced some fallout in the department from his honesty about what he believes. However, I have to give the guy credit for having, you know, the courage to go and do that against whatever might befall him for doing so. So I hope that at some point you decide to join him, because I think that if more people were to do that who are law enforcement officers or peace officers would actually come out of the closet as being against drug prohibition, it would encourage more of them to change their status to out in the open, and then we might have a sea change. I think it's possible, but it's going to take the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth person to get to 10 to 20 and 25. And OJ, call us back sometime when you've got more as far as comments from your perspective on the issues. Always love to hear from people inside the system. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And especially interesting hearing a law enforcement officer open to the ideas of market justice. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more and get involved. It's free. That's bureaucrash.com. I have to say, I like Bureaucrash Social. I'm not somebody that makes a habit of spending a lot of time on these social networking websites, but I have to say, I've been spending some time over at Bureaucrash Social. I mean, it's just a completely, the entirety of the people there are liberty-oriented. It's not like MySpace or Facebook, where it's everybody in the world. These are self-selected liberty people all hanging out on the same social networking site. It's very cool.
I'm tuned into the Free Talk Live page or whatever. The Free State Project is what I was going to point out. I am in both of those groups there. But the Free State Project one interests me more, and Secession Now. There's another one Secession. And I obviously want to get everybody who's in for Secession Now, I want to get them to join the Free State Project. As far as I'm concerned, if you're moving to Oregon to secede, you just don't know what you're doing. Yes, Oregon, there's a portion of Southern Oregon and Northern California that want to secede into the state of Jackson so that they can be the 51st state. That's not secession.
No.
Sorry. you know, so if they're for secession, I think that the most likely place to me seems to be New Hampshire.
By the way, I checked it out earlier, was wondering if the Constitution was signed, and it is. I did look fourth page of the Constitution. There are some signatures there, but they're all dead, so nobody who's alive today has signed the Constitution. 1-800-259-9231. We continue to the AMP lines, where we'll talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Paul.
Paul from California here.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, the big news today was the OJ trial.
Yeah, he finally is going to jail, apparently.
Yeah, I just thought that was rather amusing. Now, let me get this straight here. A guy who thought that somebody else had property that belonged to him, so he went in there with some goons and some guns to take it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a terrible felony. He needs to go to prison, right? But now, if, like, the IRS says, hey, you've got some property that, you know, we think is yours, and we're going to take some goons and guns to take it and put you in a cage while we figure out whether we're right or not, that's called law enforcement.
That's called legal.
Can you help me straighten? Can you help straighten that out?
No, I can't. It's just legal thuggery. They are the monopoly on violence. They are the people calling themselves government, and they can use force with impunity. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like just one more thing to let people know that there's a fabulous YouTube video which is starts out with The Matrix and ends up in 16 minutes explaining the history of the world and why, you know, the real deal and what's going on, that the world is actually one big farm. The guy's name is Stefan Molyneux. I think he's been a guest on your show.
Yeah, I was raving about this particular video last night. I saw it yesterday, and I thought it was fantastic. It really makes it crystal clear what's going on, and that is that slavery...
Okay, I haven't heard last night's download yet, so I guess you've covered it. Great. Excellent.
People can go to Freedomain Radio. I think it's freedomainradio.com to find that particular video. What's it called? It's like Statism is Dead, Part 3?
Statism is Dead, Part 3.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
Yep.
And
good
you can
stuff.
Also get to it from his YouTube channel, youtube.com/stefbot, S-T-E-F-B-O-T.
Yep.
But
good stuff.
It's good to go directly to his Freedomain site. That's excellent.
Stefan is a brilliant, brilliant philosopher and I think one of the greatest thinkers of our time. I think he's a really intelligent guy. Thanks for the call tonight.
Well, great. I'm glad you guys are all talking it up. I'll look forward to hearing it later.
Very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Somebody emailed it to me, too.
Did you watch it?
I haven't had the chance.
It's good. As I pointed out last night, he basically breaks down the idea that anybody could possibly think we're free. And he points out that essentially slavery has just gotten more subtle over time. It's nothing that's unfamiliar to listeners of this show. It's just he really boils it down in a nice, like he was talking about, a 16-minute video package with some nice visuals that make it really obvious what he's talking about. And points out that essentially we're all on a big plantation, and it's the farm essentially of the United States. They're extracting wealth from the slaves who don't even realize they're slaves anymore, which is, of course, the most beneficial position for the government to be in.
And people that don't believe this, I mean, what is the purpose of a slave? It's to build wealth for the owner, right? The master. Well, what are we doing? I mean, you know, 50% of what we earn here in the United States, it's relatively easy to say that the average person pays 50% of their income in taxes, not just income tax, but all the kinds of taxes,
all
property tax and gas tax and all this other stuff. 50% is a relatively easy number.
That's a conservative number, I'd say.
I've heard people say numbers in like 75, you know, and try to show me math on it, and you know, it gets a little more muddied at that point. But the average person can see 50% when they know how much there is going out in income tax, and then they look at property taxes, and the fact that you pay rent is you're paying the property tax of the landlord, and you know, all these other things. You start to include it, and it's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I mean, if you've got somebody working for you, and half of their dollars go to you, you're their master. The other half, they're just doing to live.
That's
well,
right.
You'd likely, if they were a slave, you'd be paying half the wealth that they produced for you, if not more, in just supporting them to keep the body going, you know?
And that the supporters of the master will try to tell you that, oh, well, this is the freest country in the world. You're free to leave. You can go anywhere you want.
You can complain. In any other country, you'd be shut down.
Right. So because some of the farms around the world are run a little bit differently, this is like the freest farm in the world, allegedly. And when you try to leave, you can. If you fill out the right papers and you beg Master and you, you know, give Master some more of your money, he'll let you leave, but you're only going to be free to go to another farm where there's another Master waiting for you.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, what freedom?
A slave in the South wasn't free just because he got outside the borders of his master's, you know, property. There was another master right next door who would take him back or kill him or whatever.
Yep. So there you have it. And that again, freedomainradio.com. Look for Statism is Dead Part 3, The Matrix. Definitely one to bookmark and share with some friends because it really just nails it down. You don't really need to watch Part 1, 2, or 4, but I went ahead and did those two. Anyway, 800-259-9231. And sometimes the master's men get a little excessive with their use of force. Those law enforcement officers, I'm sure OJ is not one of these guys who we talked to a few moments ago. He's probably embarrassed to be in the ranks with these guys, the ones that shoot dogs.
Oh, it's always dog shooters.
NBCWashington.com, the Charles County Sheriff's Office is helping pay for the treatment of a dog shot. This is unusual. Normally they don't do anything like this. Normally they barely even apologize for shooting a family dog, let alone pay to actually help take care of it. So that part, pretty unusual. Anyway, they are
good.
Paying.
I'm glad.
Yep, they are helping pay for the treatment of a dog shot by a deputy in Maryland Thursday night.
I can see the instance where a police officer has to shoot a dog, but I've seen video where it happens, and different videos. I'm not just talking about one video.
No, yeah,
different videos where they catch them, and it seems if they're on their property. As far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't go onto someone else's property and shoot their dog. And
sure,
that's crazy.
There's one where the folks were pulled over on the side of the road. The dog jumps out of the car, wagging its tail, comes up to the cop, and gets a shotgun blast to the head. There's so many videos where it's clear that the cops aren't really in any danger. And wait till the dog, like, lunges at your foot or something like that and tries to grab a hold of you and kick it in the head. There are steps you can take before having to blast its brains out. You don't have to go straight to deadly force, because odds are good that dog's not going to be able to kill you by jumping and biting at you a little bit. And none of these dogs ever even had the chance to get close to bite at these cops. The dog comes running up, wagging its tail, or running up, barking, and the cop believes his life is in danger, pulls the gun, and shoots the dog. He probably understands that nothing will ever happen to him for it. Or he's some sick, dog-hating weirdo that understands he can get away with shooting dogs and kind of gets his jollies out of it. But there's a little more to this story, and a few more corrupt cop stories as well. Maybe we'll throw in here in the remaining moments in your calls, if you get them, if you make them. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it now. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your holiday shopping done and do it all over at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you're buying, whether it's new or used, 41 categories in which to shop. Get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll feel great because you've got all your, you've just got your holiday shopping taken care of. You didn't have to go and deal with the stores and the lines and the parking lots and all the other nonsense that you'd have to deal with if you went to the mall, for instance. And you probably save some money as well because Amazon's got some great prices. Plus, you might feel more secure in your buying decisions considering you get to read reviews of the items you're looking at before you purchase them. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And the best, of course, part for us is that we get a percentage when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Not only did the Charles County Sheriff's Office deputy shoot a dog recently in Waldorf, Maryland, they also did it in front of the kids. A family's dog was outside the their house, family said. Two children were watching at the time, including a 2-year-old who was a foot away from the dog when it was shot, which, you ever fired a handgun before?
Loud.
Not too accurate either. Mm. Not sure how far this guy was away from that dog, but the baby was only a foot away from the dog. If he just jerked the gun over a little or hadn't been spot on with his shooting, you might have a dead baby on your hands. Nonetheless, deputies from the sheriff's office had arrived at the house around 7 o'clock to serve legal papers to a resident who no longer lived at the address. The homeowner said deputies asked her to put her 2-year-old sheepdog Dixie inside the house while they sorted things out. The homeowner complied, but her 2-year-old niece then pushed the door open a short time later. Dixie came running out. You know how dogs are. They like to see visitors, yep, wag their tail and stuff. Sheepdog. Don't think a sheepdog's too dangerous of a beast. Not exactly a Doberman Pinscher or anything.
Well, it's not the one that's most likely to bite, I guess. English sheepdog?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
The family could not, so pushed open the door. Dixie came running out. Deputy then shot the dog, according to the homeowner's sister. The family couldn't afford to pay for the treatment and told the vet to put her down, but the sheriff's office stepped in to help the family with the vet bills. That part is the unusual part in this story.
That's nice.
The deputy opened fire because he felt threatened, according to the spokes bureaucrat for the sheriff's office. She said the officer used force only after the dog charged at him. The sheriff's office released the following statement. When our officers arrived at the home, they asked the homeowner to secure the dog, which she did. The officers took extra care to conduct their police business outside the home. It's unfortunate that the accidental release of the dog when a child opened the door resulted in a situation where an officer felt his safety was threatened.
You know, it's... I think that there's varying degrees on this this dog shooting incident. Obviously, if you've got what appears to be a vicious dog coming after you,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
I have a problem with shooting it because it's not likely going to cause you to die if it does sink its teeth into you. What would be more appropriate, in my opinion, is to pull the pepper spray or the taser or something like that.
If it got that, I mean, that would be great.
Well, cops usually have some alternative form of defense beyond just the pistol, whether it's a billy club or taser or whatever, mace. They've got something in that little belt of tools of theirs. So I feel like they're jumping the gun on in all of these instances. I feel it's completely unnecessary.
Well, that's okay. That's your opinion. Here's mine. That there's varying degrees on this one. That the first you've got the public property area, then you've got the private property area, then you've got the interior of the house area, and that as the police progress towards these areas, that they become less and less justified in the way that they in shooting the animal. Now, I think that the most egregious is when they bust into a house for a drug raid and then shoot the dog immediately. That seems to be how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering when they're going to start shooting cats. When you're out when they're out on the road and then some dog comes up, I suppose it makes more sense. I'm with
shooting
you on
a cat. I'm waiting for that day where the cop says, I felt threatened. The cat was threatening me.
I think that obviously pepper spray would be a better alternative. However, sometimes you're a little more quick to pull the one than the other. I can see some of these incidents, but there's just a lot of dog shooting going on with the police, and people love their dogs. They love them like children. And in some cases, people are, look at animals as even more saintly than humans.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be really bad PR for police.
Well, good on the Sheriff's Department for paying for it. That's the first time I've ever, in the history of the show, reading all kinds of stories about dogs being shot over all these years we've been doing Free Talk Live. First time I've ever heard of a Sheriff's Department actually doing something to make good on that. Usually it's just, well, we were justified. Your dog ran after us. I was scared. Anytime I'm scared, I get to shoot. That's what they told me. I can shoot if I'm scared. That's what they always say. I was so frightened that dog was going to do something to me. Dogs.
I'm sure that his police cohorts are saying, huh, sheepdog, you're a real brave guy, huh?
Let's continue with your phone calls. Dan is on the line in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
Hey,
I really appreciate it.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to tell you about something that I was reading on Free Keen's forum. I thought it was just excellent, gentleman that was wanting to have a cannabis protest.
Yes,
and I posted something on the site, and I didn't know if you'd gotten a chance to look at it or not. But basically, we wanted to have two kinds of people: folks that had the fake stuff and folks that had the real stuff, and just drive the bacon brigade just nuts.
Oh, I love this idea!
You like that?
You're talking about where you would basically mix together people with tobacco or cloves, cigarettes, mm-hmm. like hand-rolled, so they look like joints.
Yeah, those are the jokers, and then you'd have the jokers and the tokers. The jokers would light up first. You like that?
Yeah.
Came out of my rotten head.
That's good stuff. Why aren't you here yet, Dan? That sounds like fun. You should get involved in that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Right now, it's just a matter of finances, but
great.
I'm shooting for the spring and stuff. I'll be up there. I don't care if I freeze my behind off.
That is fantastic.
I've done a lot for liberty.
Now, the protest that you've called about is a little different than what you're proposing. I love your proposal, and it's something that we've been tooling around with here, too, talking about doing a little bit later.
Yeah, 'cause you can, mm-hmm.
But this guy's protest is a little different, and I have to say it's pretty powerful. What you're talking about is a gentleman who lives in Manchester at this time. He has actually chosen to do his marijuana protest here in Keene, which I think is it's quite an honor that he would choose to travel in order to do this protest. But he's essentially – he doesn't smoke marijuana. So what he's doing is he's putting his freedom on the line when he doesn't even have a dog in the race, so to speak. He doesn't even have anything to really gain beyond ending the war on drugs, which, of course, will keep everybody safer. So I guess there is a little to gain. But he's really putting it on the line. And what he's going to do is he's going to show up in public and essentially hold a piece of marijuana out in his hand and basically be guilty of possessing marijuana. And he's going to announce in advance that it's not his intent to smoke the marijuana. He doesn't smoke marijuana. He just wants to hold it to show how asinine the war on drugs is. I have to say, it's a really original idea for a marijuana protest, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
I'd like to also add, nobody goes and tells the cops ahead of time, and nobody sends out a press release saying, look, you guys show up, you're going to get recorded. That's going to make a bunch of them not want to show up in the first place, and you're not going to have these overwhelming horde of these agents of destruction, these pork rangers, I like to call them, among other nasty things. But anyway,
well, they didn't show up at the flag burn, and they could have.
I think that police officers in Keene, New Hampshire, probably have a pretty good idea that if they go to anything that has anything to do with the Free State Project or Free State Project members, liberty activism, that they're likely to get recorded.
Right, Mark. But I'm saying if you let everybody know ahead of time, have a few guys with T-shirts on saying you are being recorded. If you showed up, you're on camera, and just let them know so that they can't come. You know, if later on if there's something going on in court, you know, God forbid anybody gets dragged into court. But they say, hey, there was already the presumption that you were being recorded. So you know, don't even think about trying to put your hand in front of the camera or say, get the camera out of my face.
Yeah, all
or
good
any
points.
Of the other nonsense. You guys can just knock one of their legs out from under them. Because you know, I've noticed, and I've been an activist for a very, very long time. I'm in my late 40s, and I've been a libertarian since I was a kid, pretty much. But I've just noticed just from learning things here and there that if you just get that thing out of the way and stuff like that, things
put
are going to go
notice,
a whole lot smoother
let them know
for
what
you.
To expect, and it's going to be very interesting. I thank you for bringing that up tonight, and Dan, thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Let's go quickly to the AMP line. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, Ian, it's Chris, from Austin.
You're on. What's on your mind?
I wasn't into the show tonight, but I just wanted to remind everybody to raise their glasses and celebrate the 75th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition.
Hey, that's a good point. I'll be sure to have a drink tonight as a result of that. I didn't even think to mention that. I saw the stories 75 years since they got rid of a really bad idea. Unfortunately, they started it up again, the realm of drug prohibition in the
1960s. Maybe we'll get the second one.
Maybe we will be able to toast that someday, and I look forward to it. And it'll probably happen here in New Hampshire before it happens anywhere else. I thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us for tomorrow's show, the special live Saturday edition. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all